إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are in the beginning of a new year, and a lot of people, they consider the beginning of this year is a new start. Something, one page of your life turned and they are starting with a new one. And usually when they start the new year, they start with a certain commitment that either they want to accomplish a certain goals or they want to get rid of a certain habits. And they made a resolution to that. They made a commitment. They made commitment to that. Basically, if we look at the Quran, we will see that the opportunity to flip the page and to start again is every single second. You don't have to wait till the end of the year and the beginning of a new year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. For those who any given time, day or night, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they confess, and that repentance is based on their belief. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they commit themselves to translate the belief to a good deed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, for those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, the wrongdoing, to a good deed. And Allah is all forgiving and Allah is all kind and merciful. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah identified a certain requirement. The number one, the repentance. Number two, the belief. And how we know that we have a good belief and a good deed. These three major ones. But before we go there, we already, every single one of us, you want to be good. You want to feel good. You want to be, inshallah, you know that you're going to be there is a hereafter. You want to be like, and you want to be, inshallah, on the right side, and you want to be in Jannah. But why we are doing what we are doing? Why we are doing the mistakes? Why we are doing the shortcoming? Why we are doing that? We need to understand that. But anyway, for our purpose for the khutbah today, we need to understand the mistakes, the type of mistakes that we do. There are some type of mistakes that you do by yourself. By your own self, you will do. And most likely you are aware of them. You're going to justify him, not justify him. That's not the story. But you are the one who committed the sin. You are the one who did that. But there are some other type of sin that you are responsible for and you didn't do, but you approved them. It happened in front of you and you said, it is not my business. So it is a part of the package that it called sin or mistakes. It is not only what you do, but it is what somebody else did and you approved in front of you. مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُ. If you see a wrongdoing, change it. By your hand, if you can't. Your mouth, if you can't, by your hand. I think that part is missing from our life. A third type of wrongdoing and mistakes we are doing and we all partner in him, and they're going to be a part of our trial, is the mistake of allowing the mistake to happen. Is to create the environment where the mistake will happen. Let me give you a very small, very, very small example. How many knows in our families, in our own families, our own children, how many no's, how many forbiddings that they can name. So for those type of mistakes that you are responsible for, that the one that you did not prevent them from happening before they happen. It's a lot of time and a lot of debate and a lot of argument. You know, some issues is supposed not even to be an issue. Is riba is halal or haram? Is dating halal or haram? A portion halal or haram? This is, should not be an issue of debate. Does everybody know that? If you don't. And if you do and you didn't tell others, are you doing mistake here or you don't do mistake? Is there a sense of responsibility here or you don't have a responsibility here? So we need to find out, first of all, when we started the resolution for the Tawbah, we need to understand what kind of mistake we suppose we going to do. We're going to seek the forgiveness for. I seek the forgiveness for the mistakes that I did. I seek the forgiveness for the mistakes that I allowed to happen. And I seek a forgiveness for the mistakes that it happened in front of me and I was able to change it and I didn't. So you have three categories. You have to be alert and you have to put them in your mind and you don't turn your back. So for the tawbah, a tawbah means what? Repent. Repent means what? Revert and come back. Or change the direction and come back. So, you can change the direction from one to another. But that does not necessarily you coming back. But in the Tawbah, you're coming back. Coming back to what? To the right roots. Coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to Quran and coming back to the Sunnah. That's the Tawbah it means. And the Tawbah, there is a certain requirement for the tawbah to be tawbah nasuh, or to be accepted, to be valid tawbah. First, admit the mistake, admit the shortcoming. And when I say admit the mistake and the shortcoming, I don't mean now the one that you did and I did. I mean the one out of the three. We are involved in the three category. We like it or not, that's the fact of it. And those three mistakes, type of mistakes, we are involved. Did you? What is it that you and I doing to change the negative profile about Islam and Muslim? And is that right or wrong? Is Allah going to ask us about it or not? He will. That is one of those categories. So the first, admit there is a mistake. Admit, yes, there is a shortcoming. There is something that I should have done, and I'm not doing it. And we all now know that for not doing things, we have hundreds of reasons not to do. And for doing things, we have hundreds of reasons to do. But that does not mean they are valid either way. So admitting this sin, feeling sorry for it. Some people can admit the sin, but they don't feel the sorry for it. They justify it, or they got used to it. So it doesn't make any difference. Well, as well as somebody drinking, yeah, I drink, so what? What's your problem? So, but you have to feel sorry for the mistake, or for the wrongdoing. The third, if the mistake against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you not only seek forgiveness, but also you try to substitute إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُزْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. You try to replace the bad deed that you did, you follow that by the good deed. And it can be in the same area. Maybe you can advise some people, God forbid, gambling, or what, drinking or whatever. You stopped, alhamdulillah. You seek forgiveness from Allah, subhanallah. But maybe you want to share your experience with the young people, they don't have it. And to stop them, to prevent them from, you see, we are going to the other category, prevent them from getting involved from the beginning. So that al-hasanat, a good deed, will yazibna al-sayyi'at, that will wipe out that. If the mistake against a human being or against a living being, you do your best to correct the mistake itself and ask the people that you've been unfair to forgive you. Somebody took something that doesn't belong to, especially in the area of inheritance, or whatever reason is, whatever that you lied, bad testimony, whatever. So you need to correct that. You need to go to that person and say, I did wrong, and I want to correct it. And you do the correction. So you don't say what was in the history is the history, what was before was before, and let us have a new page. There is no such thing called a new page. Whatever got builded in unlawful is unlawful. You have to clean up, and you ask that person to forgive you. Once you do that, it comes after that is the commitment. The commitment, regardless now, if this crime or this act of disobedience, it was against Allah or it was against the human being, you commit yourself that you will never ever do it again. And one of the best ways to know that the commitment, to fulfill the commitment and not to do it again, is by try all the time to sit down with yourself and say, what was the environment or the circumstances that I did this in it? Maybe you went with some friends to a place. Okay, you thought that it is maybe a place to eat or whatever. Everybody's drinking, your friend drinking, you ended up drinking with him. So the best way to not to drink again is not to be in that place. And if you're going to come down to it, I don't need that friend if I have to. So now try to eliminate the roots to the sin. And don't allow it to get to the point. Don't allow yourself to get to the point, I'll do or not. Just close the door before it is open. The other thing after that, for the Tawbah Nasuha, inshaAllah, is that you hope of Allah's acceptance. We all the time do the act with a lot of confidence. But unfortunately, when we are doing with each other, we hope, even if I'm going to give you a gift, I hope that you will like it. If I'm going to do something, I hope that it will be accepted. I hope I will be successful. But when it comes down to dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take everything for granted. You don't hope that Allah will accept. You don't have it in your heart, the raja, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. You take it for granted. And that's from shaitan. That is from evil. Is you take anything that you do for granted. You never take anything for granted. Abu Bakr radwanullahi alayhi, he said, Wallahi, by the name of Allah, if I have one foot in the paradise and the second one is not there, I will never consider myself in. Because maybe one small mistake that I did somewhere, sometimes, it can hold my leg from going to a further step. You see the alert, the conscious. And who is that person? That is Abu Bakr. You see the alert? Did you do the Dhuhr prayer? Alhamdulillah. The Asr prayer? Alhamdulillah. Are you sure that it's going to be accepted? Did you make dua after that? Ya Allah, please accept my shortcoming. Accept my prayer. Brother, we have to learn and we have to teach others, including our family. Start everything by Bismillah. Every and anything you do. Every and anything, and I mean every and anything you do. Start it by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when you end, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma taqabbal. Alhamdulillah that He gave you a chance to finish what you do. And you ask Allah to accept. Now, if we learn or we have this mechanic in thinking, and we have that feeling, Bismillah, before you know it, you're going to find yourself automatically have the system that going to eliminate the wrongdoing. How are you going to start to do something wrong when you say Bismillah? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And even let us say that you didn't know, confused, whatever that is. It just happened. You said Bismillah and did it. And you finish and you already have the habit of saying Alhamdulillah, Allahumma taqabbal. The minute that you know that it is wrong, what you going to say? You're going to say Alhamdulillah, Allahumma taqabbal. What you going to say? What? Astaghfirullah. Build this mechanic. We need to build this mechanic of tawbah. We don't need for a new year. We don't need a new day. We don't need a new week. We don't need a new hour. We don't need a new minute to start. Start with every action you do. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and start. Alhamdulillah, when you finish, Allahumma taqabbal. Automatically you find yourself eliminating. Day in and day out, day in and day out, till you will be alert, truly alert, and truly have the hope that Allah will accept. Because you're going to realize and find out, Allah giving you the best that you have. Are you giving back the best that you have? If Allah giving you the best that you have, are you giving Him the best that you have? And if you don't give Him the best of that you have, or incomplete task, what makes you think that He's going to accept? Why, everybody else, everything in that universe, everything in the universe, want nothing but the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qualify yourself by yourself, brother and sister. Qualify yourself by yourself. Do it, nobody gonna do it to it. So don't take anything for granted. That's the tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Raja, you have to have the hope in your heart. The Iman. Al-Iman, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put it in a very beautiful way. Al-Iman, ma waqara fil qalb, wa saddaqahu al-amal. Al-Iman is what it came to your heart, and you confirm it that by your deed. We need to go to a certain process. Some people, they think knowledge is Iman. Knowledge is not Iman. Knowledge is knowledge. You can study communist as a part of a course. You can study a different religion or philosophy as a part of a course. You acquire a knowledge and you can be a student in it. But that does not mean you're going to believe in it. Or you accept it for your life. But in Iman, it comes from the word amana. That means feel secure to accept. Feel secure to accept. Islam, by your mind, you submitted that what you hear is right. In Islam, comes from taslim, accept. You accepted by your mind what you hear is correct and right. But that does not mean it goes to your heart, because it can be too expensive. It can turn out to be very expensive. And maybe you heard me say it once before. It was a man came from Yemen, and he heard about Sayyidina Muhammad, and he was going north to become a Muslim. And in the caravan on the way, he met somebody. And he told him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the Medina to catch up with Muhammad I heard what he's saying and I like it. And I want to come to be a Muslim. He said, are you aware that Muhammad stopped womanizing and drinking? You come to be a Muslim, that means no more womanizing and no more drinking. Does he have the knowledge? He does. He said, all right, okay, I got you. Let me do it this way. I will go back for 1 year, get enough from liquor and get enough from women, and after that I'll go back to Muhammad. I told you this living story, it is in the author. Why? Because knowledge can be there, but that does not mean iman is there. Al-Iman, that means when it comes and accepted by the heart. And how we know the good iman? When you have the, you are eager, not motivated, eager. You have the drive, you have the rush to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the validity of iman. It's not how much knowledge you have. But when you have the eager, the rush to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, and there is nothing in between. سَمِعْنَا, we hear, we obey. Let me understand. سَمِعْنَا, let me understand. I'll get back to you. Let me comprehend. Let me see if I can do it. None of that. None of that. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we hear, we obey. And the case is closed. Expensive, very. Very, very expensive. Islam and believing in Allah is very expensive commodity. And don't believe other than that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبُ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. Allah pure. And He does not accept anything less than pure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبُ. Allah is the goodness. And He will not accept anything less than the pure goodness. So the iman, and there is no way that you have an iman in your heart if you don't understand. And from there it comes to the word iqra. So to have a good iman, you have to have a comprehension. You have to have settlement to this knowledge. And you have the rush and you have the committee to obey and to do. Al-iman ma waqara fil qalb wa ma saddaqahu al-amal. The third element in this ayah, taba wa amana wa amila saliha. The three. Taba, and we know how it's going to work. Aman, and we know the iman. What is the amal salih? What is the good deed we mean here? There is a big difference between two things. What it can be called noble deed, and it can be a good deed. Who determine good deed and noble deed is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But both of them, they have almost the same impact to the others. But who will determine if this is a noble deed or it is a good deed? The only one who can do that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I have two people right in front of me. One give somebody a $5 and the other one give another $5. The impact is the same. The impact is the same. You did something that it will be economically having some value to others. And that can be anything. Can be money, can be word, can be act, can be help, can be anything. Can be anything. Can be advice, can be a lecture, can be a book, anything. But what distinguishes them is the good deed. So both of them, they will benefit. Both of them, there is a reward, there is impact, a good positive impact from doing it. But one will be accepted as a good deed and one will not. And I'm going to give an example. In 1960s, United States of America volunteered. And that was one smart move, a real smart political move. And it did get the fruit later on. Volunteered and donated one of the biggest medical centers in the face of the planet Earth, they built it in China. That center already now, for cancer, for so many diseases, for the impact on this culture, unbelievable. Now it is coming to be like Al-Azhar. Like Al-Azhar in religion, that center now in the medical area is coming to be a focal point, a hot spot for the medical world and the world. Who after it? United States of America. Is that out of love to the Chinese? Is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But it was a practical lesson to teach the Chinese people. Look what the communists can give you and what the capitalists can give you. And it got the fruit. It got the China out of the whole orbit of the communist. That project and others. Did the people benefit out of that? I surely did. Are they still up to now? Sure. And tomorrow probably. But was that done for to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. That's a noble deed. But the good deed is what? Is the intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe you heard me before saying that here. That Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was one of those years of drought. It was in misery, by the meaning of the word misery. No water, no money to buy water, because the water was controlled by a Jewish community. No food. Even if there is a food, there is no money to get the food. A misery. The bottom line is a trouble. Add to it the heat. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting down and feeling the sense of the responsibility of the what's going on. So a man came and tried to comfort him. And he said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, by the name of Allah ya Rasulullah, if I have Uhud gold, I will give it to you now just to cheer you up and to see your smile. If I have the worth of Uhud, the mountain of Uhud gold, I would give it to you so you can relieve yourself and feel good. He did not finish that meeting, but Allah sent it Gabriel to say, till that servant, Allah accepted his sadaqah. Till that servant, Allah accepted his sadaqah. The sadaqah of a gold equivalent to the size of mountain of Uhud. Why? The intention. That is the good deed, the amal al-salih. The intention of the amal al-salih must be only the goal of it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not necessarily convenient. It can be a hardship, but it's going to lead to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it. Do it. So the first element is the intention. It can be among, must be among the lawful. Must be among, the things that the lawful, that Sayyidina Muhammad and the Quran said lawful. A lot of people say, what's wrong with putting the money on the bank and get that money and I'm going to give it their interest and give it to the poor and the needy? What's wrong with that? Logically, it makes sense. I'm leaving that money to them. I might as well take it and give it to the poor and needy. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who gives sadaqah, what it meant, who gives sadaqah from unlawful resources, exactly the one who want to clean his thawb, his clothes, washing his clothes in his own urination. You urinate, it is liquid. It's supposed to be water too. And you wash your clothes in it. How that can be pure? So it must be from lawful sources. It's what should be beneficial to the one self and to others. Also, hope of acceptance. Believe me, one of the major keys, that is a major, if you like, you call it a nervous system, the nervous system of any given body, call it the nervous system of any given body. Hoping in Allah's acceptance is one of the major attributes of the relationship between the Creator and His creation. Hoping in Allah's acceptance. You need to have Allah's acceptance. And you hope because He doesn't have to. You hope that Allah will excuse you. You hope that Allah will forgive you. You hope that Allah will pardon you. The hope that Allah will accept what you do. And you do not, and for the good deed, part of the good deed attribute is you do not follow that. You do not follow the good deed by azar or arrogant behavior. I am in the position where I give, and you start to behave arrogant against the one that you gave him. You never know. You give today, you never know what can happen tomorrow. And don't take anything for granted. Never take anything for granted. Look at Sayyidina Ayyub, and he's a prophet. And he's a prophet of Allah. What happened to him? From a wealthy man to a sick man. And a man even cannot barely move. Don't take any blessing that Allah gave you for granted. But be very grateful for it. Believe me, it takes almost nothing to paralyze you. Almost nothing. To make you a vegetable. To make you dead. Almost nothing. Nothing. When it comes down to it, you are dust from dust to dust. And what you see and what you feel is nothing more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving to you. They all can go in a second. Knowledge, power, money, health, name it. Eyesight, sensation, all they can go in a second. So you all the time have to be in a state of hope. Hope that Allah will bestow on you His blessing, His giving, and accept what you do. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive our old sin and all shortcoming. And help us to be a better believer. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran. And the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter will be in peace. Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brother and sister, Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed by having, I'm not going to say a new year, but we are so blessed by having one more opportunity. This opportunity, it doesn't really make any difference if it is a minute or if it is a year or 10 years or 100 years. The most important thing out of this opportunity is a new beginning. New beginning, you're going to realize in it the enemy number one to you in your life is to get used to habits. Is to get used to a certain habit. Habits can make you get used to wrongdoing. Habits can stop you from challenging yourself to improve yourself, to do better. If you go to the same routine and you keep living with the same routine, you're going to end up with that routine to the same result or less every single day, or every single unit of time that you wanna count. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you here a warning message. Illa man aman. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Brother, time is your enemy. Routine is your enemy. Don't take anything for granted. Allah knows and you know. No one knows among us, every single one of us, you know your shortcoming. You know the things that you said, it is okay, it is minor, it is not that big deal. You know them. Write them down. And you know also what you like to do and you don't do. Also write them down. And now have a commitment to get rid of list number one and do the best to empower list number two. Keep doing right and wrong. It doesn't work. It is logic. You never have something clean, or you want to put your... The first thing we do for any given glass of water, if we want to drink a glass of water, what do? We wash it first. And after that, fill it. Make your life that cup. Wash it first. But you keep on, well, you don't know what's in that water. It is okay to have that spot. It is okay to have some coffee, to have some teas. It's to have to this and that. And after that you go and put the water. Can you drink it? And excuse me if somebody have the habit of spitting also in there. My message is this, to myself and to you. It is a time to clean the cup. If you're really sincere about your life, start by cleaning the cup. Stop doing wrong. And after that, build clean. And build clean. Even whatever little that you're going to put in that cup, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless and accept, inshallah. But you keep putting a little bit of here and a little bit of there and a little bit of here and a little bit of there, it's not going to work. And guess what? You are the only victim to that cup because you are the only one drink from it. I want to finish the khutbah. Is ya ayyuha al-insan innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. You go right to go left. You forget, you remember. You are alive, you are dead. One day you're going to meet your maker. Prepare for that day. That meeting is supposed to be your starting point to evaluate. And inshallah, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us and help us to be a better believer. A believer committed themselves to get rid of all the wrongdoing, all the shortcoming. There is no such a thing. A small mistake, it turned out to be a big mistake when you identify it as a small mistake. It is a big mistake to say about a mistake, it is a small mistake. Because you're going to get used to it, and before you know it, it's going to be a step to another mistake. And I hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to see the truth of the truth, and help us inshallah to do it. So inshallah we will live in peace and die in peace, and we'll be among the company of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة